Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is March the 6th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Joshua, chapters 7 to 9. How an individual sin affects the whole congregation. We read in Joshua chapter 7, verses 1 and verses 10 and 11 like this. But the children of Israel committed a trespass regarding the accursed things. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed things. So the anger of the Lord burned against the children of Israel. So the Lord said to Joshua, "Get up, why do you lie thus on your face? Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant which I commanded them. If Rahab the Amorite prostitute found mercy and grace from God in the midst of judgment, the story of Achan is a reminder of the holiness of God, which we can never take for granted. This is the first instance of disobedience in the promised land, and this incident and its lesson for Israel are recalled at a later time. Although the offense was committed by one man, we see that the entire country of Israel is involved and affected adversely. We know that Joshua had specifically told the Israelites not to take anything from Jericho, for it was cursed. And this is what we read in Joshua chapter 6 verse 18. And you by all means abstain from the accursed things, lest you become accursed when you take of the accursed things and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. However, a man named Achan took some of the plunder that belonged to the Lord and kept it for himself. This set in motion a series of disasters that affected not only him but also the whole community. Achan alone had defied the ban, but his disobedience is seen as that of the whole nation because of God's principle of corporate solidarity. No person sins alone. God had not forsaken Israel, the people had forsaken God. Achan's trespass, which was a treacherous violation, compromised the holiness of the entire nation of Israel. As a covenant nation, Israel functioned under the twin mandates of corporate solidarity and individual responsibility. Accordingly, Israel had committed a trespass in Achan's sin. The incident was serious because such transgression compromised the holiness of God. Let us understand that we never sin alone, and sin ultimately brings defeat in our lives and in the lives of those around us. God sees his people as one, just as the sin of Achan was a sin of the whole nation and caused the death of 36 innocent soldiers. Likewise, our individual sin affects the holiness of our entire congregation, since together we are the corporate body of Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ has promised that where two or three are gathered together in his name, he is there in the midst of them. However, individual sin will seriously deter Jesus from working among and through his people. Let us be careful that we are never the stumbling block like Achan that prevents the people of God to rise up in victory as a corporate body of Christ. As we read in Hebrews chapter 10 verses 28 and 29 like this, anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Of how much more worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who have trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace?